To the United States now, where the country's Senate has today formally opened the impeachment trial of the President Donald Trump. It's only the third presidential impeachment trial in US history. Mr. Trump is facing charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, but he denies any wrongdoing and describes his impeachment as a hoax. Sarah Sedgi has more.
With impeachment trial proceedings now underway, Democrats maintain the president's position is untenable. Congressman Adam Schiff is leading the prosecution in the trial.
President Trump, by such conduct, has demonstrated that he will remain a threat to the Constitution if allowed to remain in office, and has acted in a manner grossly incompatible with self-governance and the rule of law.
President Donald Trump faces charges of pressuring Ukraine to investigate political rival Joe Biden and his son during a phone call to Ukraine's president last July. Democrat and former Vice President Joe Biden could emerge as a challenger to Donald Trump in the US presidential election later this year. The phone call took place not long after President Trump suspended nearly $400 million US in military aid to Ukraine. He's also charged with obstructing Congress's investigations into the matter. President Trump voiced his frustration at the trial on social media, tweeting, "I just got impeached for making a perfect phone call." And he says the proceedings are partisan.
"We're doing an incredible job. And for absolutely no reason, and for absolutely no reason, I got impeached. It's a disgrace and it's a hoax."
But as the trial was about to get underway, the US Government Accountability Office, an independent federal agency that acts as a watchdog on government expenditure, made a damning assessment of the president's decision to withhold millions of dollars in military aid to Ukraine. The allocation of money had been approved by Congress, and the office found President Trump's decision was a violation of the law. It issued a statement saying the president has narrow limited authority to withhold appropriations under the law. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the charges against the president are extremely serious.
"This is not trivial, because it's hard to imagine a greater subversion of our democracy than for powers outside our borders to determine the elections within our borders. And for a country to attempt such a thing on its own, as Russia has done, is bad enough. For an American president to deliberately solicit such a thing, to blackmail a foreign country with military assistance to help them win an election, is unimaginably worse. I am actually filled with anger."
The president also faces another problem. Lev Parnas, an associate of his lawyer Rudy Giuliani, has publicly said the president was aware of his efforts to get Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden. He spoke to MSNBC's Rachel Maddow.
"What do you think is the main inaccuracy or the main lie that's being told that you feel like you can correct?"
"That the president didn't know what was going on. President Trump knew exactly what was going on. He was aware of all of my movements. I wouldn't do anything without the consent of Rudy Giuliani or the president. I was on the ground doing their work."
Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence have both denied even knowing Lev Parnas.
Sarah Sedgi reporting.